Hello, this is Pastor Stolz. Once again, we are gathered around the Word of God. And I'm not sure just how long I will be making these recordings, but I will be making them for this Monday, Thursday, for Good Friday, and of course for Easter Sunday. And then after that, we'll just have to see how long we are restricted from coming together as a group because of this strange virus. But for now, let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all of our sins, and by the Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life. And we pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given us his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Dear Lord, grant this to all of us. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The scripture readings this morning, the first one, is found recorded in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the flesh of a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So far. This morning's Gospel, St. Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 to 9. And as they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two of his disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them to me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and mild, sitting upon an ass, and the colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and then they set Jesus thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and those that followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So far. Today, as you know, is Palm Sunday, the day when our Lord made his triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem. And the theme for this Sunday morning is, Behold Thy King. Once again, Jesus is offering grace and forgiveness through his word. His mercy and compassion are new every morning. They are never exhausted. This is the knowledge and the comfort and the sure hope of every Christian. If you were to ask me, your called minister of Christ, what is the most important, the most profitable, the most necessary for us to live as God's blessed people, my answer would be, Behold thy King. See, know, and believe that Jesus Christ is the Redeemer King as he makes his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. This final procession of Christ into the holy city was a very important moment in our Lord's ministry. It was on a Sunday, the first day of the week, which witnessed Christ's entry into Jerusalem. As the faith of Christ's disciples was strengthened, so we are gathered this morning to behold him in his saving power. All this was done, we are told, that it might be fulfilled. For centuries, the Old Testament church had proclaimed the coming of the Messiah, and he whom they saw riding on a humble beast of burden into that city was God's anointed, the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, our Lord and Savior. The ancient church has wisely chosen this divine record of the Lord's humble yet triumphant entry into Jerusalem as the gospel for Palm Sunday. Here our Lord reveals himself as he truly is, the Son of God and the Son of David, in his divine greatness and in his human lowliness. If you remember that before beginning this final journey into Jerusalem, Jesus said to his disciples, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things must be fulfilled. Jesus shall be delivered unto the Gentiles. He shall be mocked, he shall be beaten, he shall be spit on, and he shall be put to death. But also on the third day, he shall rise again. Multitudes from many walks of life saw Jesus as he made this his last entry into Jerusalem, and they sang out, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ is the universal Savior and Redeemer of the world. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. You and I as individuals need Jesus Christ, our Savior. Our Savior from sin, the transgressions that have separated us from our God. Nothing in our life is hidden from the omniscient God. Just as Christ knew where those animals would be in that village, so he knows us better than we know ourselves. From him nothing is hid. Daily look to Christ. Hear him say to us, Thy sins are forgiven. Live each day knowing and believing that he went up to Jerusalem and to Calvary and that he rose again for our salvation. We are important to him. He laid down his life for us. He and he alone knows how best to lead us through life and especially through death. He and he alone can give us life eternal. Behold, thy King cometh unto thee. He comes today not riding on a colt, but with and through word and sacrament. In his wisdom, he has chosen and decreed to come to us through his holy gospel, keeping us in possession of our salvation. The words of Scripture, holy baptism, and the sacrament of Holy Communion are the means which he has chosen for his coming to us today. In so much of that, what is called religion today, the fact that our Lord comes to us through word and sacrament, bestowing the divine blessings of salvation, is ignored, perhaps not even known, and in some cases even rejected. The result is that there is so little appreciation for these means of grace. When we hear the word of Christ, there is contact with him. Of holy baptism, the Apostle Paul states that as many as are baptized into Christ have put on Christ. In and through holy baptism, we are brought and kept in intimate and blessed fellowship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In the Lord's Supper, Jesus comes to us and gives his true physical body and physical blood. This is indeed a great mystery. Although we cannot see it with our physical eyes, a great and blessed reality exists. It has always been that way, and will continue to be. God's wonderful way of leading us to repentance and keeping us in the one true faith, giving us for eternity the great blessings of salvation, which Christ has purchased with his holy precious blood. Neither you nor I would be able to stand in holy relationship to our God with victory over sin, death, and hell had Jesus not come to us through his word. For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. This Sunday emphasizes Christ coming to us. Behold thy King. Let us never neglect the faithful hearing of God's word. Fully appreciate the importance of holy baptism and the Lord's Supper. Our Lord comes to us daily, strengthening our faith and hope, bringing us comfort and complete forgiveness. May God grant this to us, and may the Holy Spirit keep us in this one true faith. Amen. We now confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, and from thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.